Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Telefónica, O2, recorded a notable 10-point boost in Berlin's annual Connect Mobile Network test as it narrows the competitive gap. Napster has shifted to exclusively AI-generated music content after removing classic tracks from its subscription service through partners including O2. And Vodafone's fixed network upgrades are driving a nearly 10% surge in data consumption as customers increasingly stream high-quality content.
The Tagesspiegel presents the results of the annual Connect Mobile Network test held in Berlin, where Telefónica, O2, achieved a notable 10-point improvement, reaching a score of 571. The report explains that while Telecom led with an overall score of 594 by excelling in network performance across various areas, Telefónica, O2, showed significant progress in call quality, data transfer, and service reliability. The regional analysis highlighted that O2 outperformed its competitors in districts such as Friedrichshain, Hellersdorf, Zehlendorf, and Rhein-Eckendorf. The detailed evaluation, which involved analyzing user data across thousands of square kilometer sections, underscores that the performance differences are barely noticeable in daily use. Overall, the assessment from Tagesspiegel reinforces the view that Telefónica O2 is rapidly closing the gap with established players, paving the way for enhanced mobile connectivity.
In another development, chip.de reports on a major shift in the music streaming landscape that affects users of services offered through partners like O2 and Aldi. Napster, once known for its transformative role from a pioneering file-sharing platform to a legal streaming service, has removed classic music and now exclusively features AI-generated content. The article details that these changes came after Napster's acquisition by Infinite Reality, which also saw the termination of license agreements with major record labels. Despite the removal of well-known music tracks, Napster continues its paid subscription model, with partners such as O2 offering flexible solutions for users who request cancellation. This transformation, as reported by chip.de, marks a significant strategic pivot for Napster, leaving the future direction of these streaming services open to further developments.
Spiegel.de reported on significant security vulnerabilities in a smartwatch designed for children. The Xplora X6 Play, marketed by the Norwegian startup Xplora. The article explains that this device, which is promoted as a safe alternative to smartphones by allowing GPS tracking and simplified communication, essentially operates as a small smartphone running a modified Android system. Researchers at TU Darmstadt, including a master's student under the supervision of Niels Rolshausen, demonstrated that the smartwatch can be exploited via its USB port and an inadequately protected developer mode that only requires a simple 4-digit code. This flaw enabled the extraction of installed applications, decryption of encryption keys and certificates, and manipulation of the communication between the device and the parental app, including the fabrication of a chat conversation that falsely relocated the child's position. The article further noted that the smartwatch's design, strengthened by partnerships such as with Deutsche Telekom and special editions like the BVB version, inadvertently exposes it to serious security threats. After the vulnerabilities were brought to light, the manufacturer initially responded slowly until the intervention of the Federal Office for Information Security led to firmware updates in August and October, with more comprehensive security updates slated for January to improve the encryption of chats between parents and children. This study underscores the critical importance of robust security measures, especially in consumer devices for children, and serves as a cautionary insight into the risks within the IoT sector.
The Frankfurter Rundschau reports on the transformative impact of AI-based recruiting tools on the job application process, explaining how algorithms now play a pivotal role in screening candidates before any human review. The article explains that most applications are filtered out in milliseconds and never reach a human recruiter because the system uses predetermined keywords and formatting rules to determine which profiles remain visible. It describes that even highly qualified candidates are at risk of being eliminated if their applications do not strictly adhere to these digital criteria, placing emphasis on the need for clear, standardized, and machine-readable resumes. The report further indicates that the algorithm does not assess the nuance or story behind a candidate's experience. Rather, it strictly matches input against job requirements, thereby favoring those who understand how to work within these constraints. The Frankfurter Rundschau emphasizes that success in today's competitive job market depends on adapting to these new digital recruiting methods, as candidates must now present a profile that is easily scannable by both machines and human recruiters in order to stand out in the ever-evolving employment landscape.
Telterif.ie reports on Vodafone's recent disclosure of impressive figures from its fixed network operations, highlighting a marked increase in data consumption among its customers. The article explains that Vodafone's fixed network, touted as the largest gigabit network in Germany, has transported more than 54 billion gigabytes of data this year, a nearly 10% increase compared to the previous year. It is noted that areas with available high-speed internet experience significantly more data usage as customers stream high-quality content and browse more intensively than those served by slower DSL connections. Additionally, the report outlines various initiatives by Vodafone to enhance network capacity, including the segmentation of its cable fiber network and the connection of around 70,000 new gigabit cable fiber links, which aim to alleviate congestion during peak usage periods. Finally, the article emphasizes that while current upgrades allow Vodafone to serve approximately 30 million households with fast gigabit internet, the long-term focus remains on expanding full fiber connectivity to overcome limitations in regions where even DSL coverage is lacking.
The article from Telterif.de titled Telekom, Dauerhaft günstiger für ausgewählte Kunden, explains that Telekom has launched a discount campaign for selected prospects. It describes how the company offers permanent discounts on its fiber optic and DSL tariffs for these chosen customers. The article explains that all fiber optic contracts initially benefit from a reduced basic fee of €19.95 during the first 3 months after the contract is signed, while subsequent prices depend on the chosen tariff. Specific details include that the fiber 150 tariff normally costs €45.95 per month, but under the current mega deals valid until the 31st of January 2026, the price drops to €40.95. Additionally, the text outlines various tariff options such as Fiber 300, Fiber 600, and Gigabit tariffs with corresponding promotional prices and benefits like a €100 router credit and an extra bonus for online contract completions. A similar approach is described for DSL tariffs, which offer a cheaper rate for the first 9 months, alongside additional online advantages that emphasize flexible pricing and promotional extras. Overall, the article provides a comprehensive overview of Telekom's carefully structured promotional pricing strategy to attract selected customers through sustained cost benefits and complementary incentives.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.